I can see that he is a true father in the faith. He's raised up many sons that are fruitful sons. And he's got many more sons to come. And so, it's, yes.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a clap for such a faithful servant. Well, the Lord is bringing clarity about the gospel. All over the earth, the Lord is speaking about this gospel with clarity. People are getting free.
Hello.
Hello. We need to know what the purpose of something is for. If we don't know the purpose, we'll abuse that. We need to know the purpose of the law. We spoke about that in the last session. It's like an X-ray. It's like when you look at a mirror. And you see what's wrong with your face in the morning. The mirror can't fix your face up. It just condemns you. Still got meat sticking out your teeth, snot out your nose. And the mirror doesn't help. It just points a finger and says you're wrong. But toothbrush, toothpaste, water can make a difference. See, if I think that my wife has got some very, very delicate high-heel shoes. And if I think the purpose of those shoes is to knock nails into the wall, there's going to be no nails knocked in the wall. No, nothing. But we're going to have broken shoe. And then my wife will take the real hammer. And this is a joke. She'll use it to knock some sense into my head. I'm joking. My wife would never hit me. But when we take the law and we put it on Christians, we're abusing the purpose of the law. The law is to show us of our condition of death in First Adam. Once we come to Christ, we are completely finished with the law. For all time and eternity. Romans chapter 10 verse 4 says, Christ is the end of the law, so righteousness can come to all who believe. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, so that the blessing given to Abraham may come to the Gentiles by faith through the promise of the Spirit. The law has no more purpose for you if you are in Christ. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 6.
Well,
let's go quickly to 1 Corinthians 15. Remember, we read in Romans 5:20 that the law increases trespasses.
See, Roma 5:20 umthetho wandisa isiphambeko.
The law doesn't give you power over sin.
Umthetho ke awunikeza amandla phezu kwesono.
The law gives power to sinning.
Umthetho ke unikeza amandla okona.
It is the most foolish thing to put the law on the church.
Kuyinto ewubula ke ukubeka umthetho ebandleni.
It gives power to sinning.
Ngoba kunikeza amandla ukuthi abantu bone.
Grace gives power to victory over a sinning lifestyle.
Umusa ke unikeza amandla ukuthi abantu banqobe isono.
There is a big sin problem in the church world.
Kunenkinga enkulu yesono ebandleni ezweni lonke.
It's because so many Christians have been hearing the law put on them.
Ngoba amaKristu amaningi ebezwa nje umthetho obekwe phezukwabo.
Paul says in Galatians 3:1.
UPaula uthi ke kwabase Galatia isahloko sesithathu ivesi lokuqala.
He says when we go from grace back to the law, he says we're foolish.
Uthi ke uma sisuka ke emseni sibuyela emthethweni siyizula.
He says who has bewitched you?
Uthi ubani onloyileyo?
He said I showed you Christ clearly portrayed as crucified.
Uthi nginikhombise ngokucacileyo uKristu ebethelwe.
He says does Christ move by his spirit among you and do miracles because you do the law or you believe the message.
Uthi ngabe uKristu unyakaza ngomoya phakathi kwenu ngomthetho noma ngenxa yokuba nikholwe umlayezo womusa.
You've begun in the spirit, don't try and finish in the flesh.
Abesethi ke niqaleke kumoya ningaphethe enyameni.
Flesh is human effort, it's the weak and useless covenant.
Inyama ke imizamo yabantu ewumthetho ongasizi lutho.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Ake sibuke ke kwabase Korinte bokuqala isahloko 15.
And we will read verse 56.
Sizofunda uverse 56.
The sting of death is sin.
Udonsi lesono ukufa.
And the power of sin is the law.
Amandla esono umthetho.
So the law gives power to sin.
Umthetho unikeza amandla esonweni.
So someone who's under the law,
uma umuntu ephansi komthetho,
sin is given power.
Isono sinikezwe amandla.
And sin brings death.
Isono siletha ukufa.
So, you know, if you want to win a war, you need to find out how your enemy's weapon works.
Uma ke ufuna ukunqoba impi, ufunakala wazi ukuthi isitha sakho silwa kanjani nesikhali saso.
It says the sting of death is sin.
Itila udonsi lesono ukufa.
When we were in first Adam, there was a sting of death.
Uma bese ku-Adam oqala bekukhona udonsi lokufa.
Because of Adam's sin.
Ngoba u-Adam wafa, wasona.
And the power of sin is the law.
Amandla esono umthetho.
In Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
We have big hornets or wasps, big bees that sting.
Oh, sine
very big.
Lo iqando enkulu.
And once they stung my wife on her hand.
Ngelinye ilanga ke satinyela umkami esandleni.
She had big swelling.
Wa vuvuka ke kakhulu.
It's a sting.
Ngoba etinyelwe ilolodonsi.
If we could take the sting out of all those bees and wasps.
Uma singakhipha ke wonke amadonsi ako.
They would have no power over us.
Angeke kube namandla phezu kwethu.
They would have no sting over us.
Angeke kusakwazi ukusitinyela.
They could just sit there and kiss you.
Ngahlala nje lapha
kucabuza. They have no sting.
Ngoba akusekho dosi.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
UKristu ke usihlengile esiqalekisweni somthetho.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
UKristu ke usihlengile esiqalekisweni somthetho.
He took away the sting.
Ususile udonsi.
Of death.
Udonsi lokufa.
Under the law,
ngaphansi komthetho,
death is following sin.
Ukufa kulandelwa isono.
The wages of sin is death.
Inkokhelo yesono ukufa.
But Romans 8 verse 1 and 2 says.
Kwabase Roma 8 verse 1 uthi no 2 uthi.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
Ngakho ke akusekho ukulahlwa kulabo abakuKristu Jesu.
For the law of the spirit of life.
Ngokuba umthetho kamoya wokuphila.
In Christ Jesus.
OkuKristu Jesu.
Has set us free.
Ungikhululile.
From the law of sin and death.
Emthethweni wesono nokufa.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a clap. That's good news.
Is on.
You see Christians coming to church on Sunday. Got big sting, big bumps, swell. Life is so hard. Yes, the law is the power of the sting of sin and death. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ cancelled the law at the cross. Sin can have no more dominance over you or dominion over you. Sin cannot master you. It can't control your life. And if you fail and you do sin, sin can't give you condemnation anymore. The grace of God gives you authority and freedom from being crippled and broken by condemnation. And that's the only way for your soul to grow in holiness. So let's look at Romans chapter 6. And verse 14. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
Isono asikubusa phezu kwenu ngoba anikho phansi komthetho kodwa phansi komusa.
What a wonderful good news.
Indaba ezimnandi le.
Sin cannot sting you.
Isono ngeke sikutinyele.
It has no mastery over you.
Asinamandla phezu kwakho.
You are free from sin.
Ukhululekile esonweni.
And the dominion of sin.
Because
you are not under the law.
Ngoba awuphansi komthetho.
You are under grace.
Uphansi komusa.
Now, friends, we are not encouraging people to live sinful lifestyles. But I have not met one Christian that is living 100% sin-free. We may not be running around doing the things that are considered terrible sins. But we are still all in a process of growing in victory. Can you say amen?
Kodwa ke sisesikhathini sokukhula ukuthi sibe nokunqoba ningathi amen kuloko.
But in this process, sin cannot have any more power to sting you because the law has been taken off your life.
Kodwa ke kulesi sikhathi isono asinamandla sokuthi sikutinyele ngoba umthetho usukusiwe empilweni yakho.
You see, if I do something wrong against Steve, if I sin against him, there's a consequence. And I must do my best to put that right. But my relationship with the Father continues to see me righteous. I'm in right standing with God. 100% every second of every moment. And because of that grace, I find it easier to say sorry to people when I'm wrong. Amen.
Amen.
If I do something wrong in my marriage, there's a consequence. But there's no consequence with my Father in heaven. I'm righteous. And because I know my Father loves me and sees me as righteous and innocent, I
want
to adjust my behavior and say sorry to my wife. See, people define holiness as the absence of sin. But that's not an accurate or true definition of holiness. God was holy before sin existed. Amen.
Amen.
Holiness means, as I said last night, nothing's broken inside you.
Let
me explain that a little bit more clearly. When you came to Christ, you became a new creation. Your reborn spirit is perfectly righteous. You cannot improve your reborn spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20
says,
those of you who are joined to the Lord are one spirit with the Lord. It means your reborn spirit is like a twin of Jesus Christ. John says in 1 John 4, he says, as Jesus is, so are you in this world. Your reborn spirit is perfect. Your reborn spirit is perfectly holy. You don't have to improve your new creation nature. But it's in your soul and your memories. That's where we have to change. Things like bitterness or fear. Or guilt. Or unrighteous anger.
Noma mhlambe intukuthelo engalungile.
Or jealousy or envy.
Umona kanye futhi nomhawu.
Or cruelty.
Noma ukukhohlakala.
Or dominating people and abusing people.
Ekubuseni abantu ubaphathe kabi.
You can have all that in your soul.
Ungaba nako lokho.
Your heart.
Emphefumulweni wakho.
And at the same time, your spirit is perfect.
Kodwa umoya wakho yena usalungile.
So transformation is not your spirit being transformed because your spirit's perfect already.
Uguquko lwakho ke akusiki ukuthi kuguqulwa umoya wakho, kodwa umoya wakho uphelele ulungile.
Holiness is taking place in your heart, in your soul, in your mind.
Ubungcwele ke kwenzeka la enhlizweni yakho, engqondweni yakho.
And when you find out you're not under the law,
mawuthola ukuthi awukho phansi
komthetho, you're not under judgment, you're not under the Father's anger,
awukho phansi kokwahlulela, awukho phansi kolaka likaBaba,
you're perfectly accepted, you're innocent, you're righteous in His eyes,
uyamkeleka futhi ungolungileyo ungenacala ebusweni bakhe,
then more and more your soul becomes whole, becomes complete.
Umoya wakho njalo ke uyalunga uphelele.
Broken pieces get fitted back properly.
And
you become more and more like Jesus in your soul. And then your soul and your spirit are in agreement. And then you walk and you talk and you behave like Jesus.
Bese-ke uyahamba uyakhuluma wenze njengoJesu.
And then the church comes to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
Ibandla-ke lifinyelele ebukhulwini bukaKristu bokugcwala kukaKristu.
We're not kept babies by every wind of doctrine that makes us tossed here and there.
Singabi saba izingane-ke sishukunyiswa okwamaza nazo zonke imfundiso zokweduka.
The cunning men that lie in wait to deceive us with wrong teaching.
Ngoba abantu abanobuqili balindele ukuthi basifundise imfundiso ezingahambi kahle zokweduka.
The church grows up in love.
Ibandla ke likhule othandweni.
And each part does its work.
Ingxenye nengxenye ke yenza umsebenzi wayo.
The body of Christ becomes holy.
Umzimba kaKristu ube ngcwele.
Pure and clean.
Ube ngohlanzekileyo ngempela.
Humble and free and full of peace.
Ube othobekileyo futhi ogcwele ukuthula.
Through grace.
Ngomusa.
Your sin will have no dominion over you because you're not under law, you're under grace.
Isono singabi nokubusa ngenxa kuba awukho phansi komthetho kodwa phansi komusa.
When you put the law on people, there will be no hope of holiness.
Uma ubeka umthetho phezu kwabantu alikho ithemba lobungcwele.
The law is the power of sin.
Umthetho ungamandla esono.
The law will bring rejection and curse on you.
Umoya umthetho uzoletha ukulahlwa kanye nesiqalekiso kuwe.
Because my wife's shoe is not meant to nail nails in the wall.
Njengoba ke ngithi isicathulo somkami akusiso sokushayela izibhikili la ebondeni.
The law is not meant to make you holy.
Umthetho awumiselwanga ukuthi ukwenze ube ngcwele.
The law is meant to increase sinning.
Umthetho ke umiselwe ukuthi wona wandise isiphambeko.
So you can see you have a condition of death.
Ungabona ke lapho ukuthi ke unesimo sokufa.
Once you come to Christ,
mawuza kuKristu,
the law cannot touch you again.
Umthetho angeke usakuthinta.
The law has no purpose for those in Christ.
Umthetho awusena njongo kulabo abakuKristu.
But most of Paul's letters,
kodwa ke imvamisa incwadi zikaPaul,
was writing to churches,
wayebhalela amabandla,
who were drifting back under the law.
Amabandla ayekade ehlehla ephansi komthetho.
This is where the spirit of religion always wants to take the church back under the law.
Ilapho ke inkolo umthetho wenkolo ufuna ukuthatha ibandla ulibuyisele emuva emthethweni.
And the main ministry of apostles is to address that and bring the church back into the freedom of grace.
Umsebenzi ke wabapostoli ke ukuthi uthathe ibandla ulibuyisele laphayana emseni.
His fathers and mothers,
O baba no mama,
who help local pastors,
abasiza ke abaholi bendawo,
congregations,
namabandla,
come back to grace.
Ukuthi buyelane emseni.
Can you say amen?
Ningathi amen.
This is a very important thing.
Lento into ebaluleke kakhulu.
The church will never fulfill its destiny under the law of Moses.
Umthetho ibandla ngeke likwazi ukuthi lifeze injongo elibekelwe yona la phansi komthetho kaMose.
It will produce broken people, broken lives.
Lizoveza abantu abaphukile impilo eziphukile.
Because you cannot nail a nail in the wall with my wife's little dress shoe.
Ngeke ushayeleke isipikile bondeni ngesicathulo somkami silula.
That's not its purpose.
Akusinjongo yaso.
The purpose of the law is not to make you holy or make you a better person.
Injongo yomthetho akusiki ukuthi kwenze ube ngcwele noma ube umuntu ongcono.
The purpose of the law is to show you that you have a sin nature.
Injongo ke yomthetho ukuthi ikukhombisa ukuthi unemvelo yesono.
Because you're in first Adam's disobedience.
Ngoba ulaphayana ekungalaleleni kuAdam oqala.
And it's to show you that the obedience of Jesus Christ,
ukukhombisa ukuthi ngokulalela kukaJesu Kristu,
is what you to put your faith in.
Ilapho kufanele ubeke ukukholwa kwakho khona.
You come out of the obedience of first Adam.
Uma uphuma lapha ekungalaleleni kuAdam oqala.
And you inherit all of the benefits of the obedience of Jesus Christ.
Bese ke uba ifa lakho konke ukulalela kuka Jesu Christ.
For all time and eternity you are perfect and innocent in the Father's eyes.
Kusukela kuleso sikhathi ke kuze kube phakade ube umuntu ophelele phambi kwaNkulunkulu.
In your reborn spirit.
Umoya wakho ozelwe kamu.
And the Father relates to you, reborn spirit.
Ubaba ke yena uxhumana nalo moya ozelwe kabusha okuwe.
And that's how your heart and your soul gets put back together in beautiful peace.
Yilapho ke umoya wakho nomphefumulo wakho kuhlanganiswa khona bese kuba nokuthula.
It doesn't happen in one week.
Akwenzeki ngeviki elilodwa.
It takes